spend some time with the dead.
On demand, almost. We'd be like, hey, can you like touch the duck or make it go off? And it would just start lighting up and going crazy.
Why should we be afraid of you?
Hello and welcome to What Goes Bump Tonight. I'm your host, Riley Clark, and alongside me, as always, is
Trevor Jensen.
And we are back with another episode. Not sure exactly what number this is going to be, but
it's something. Numbers.
200. Most importantly, we're getting very close to the Bumpy Award. And if you haven't yet, make sure you go to our YouTube channel. If you're already there, make sure you look for the breaking news about the Bumpies. Make sure you go and vote so your favorite guest can win.
Don't miss out. And they're on a limited time run.
Get ready for May 22nd. That's all we're going to say. Of the nominees.
Yes, sir. You better be ready. Better look ready. I'm excited. The Bumpies is always a special time of the year, and it is another amazing event lined up this year. I mean, Rick and Billy always killing it out there on whatever excursion they're doing. Who knows?
Yeah, I don't know. Hopefully Billy's all right. But
he's a cat, lives with 9 lives, and has always got his 8th live just locked, loaded, and he never goes at. Like, he never goes past it. Like, what more do you want?
It doesn't. With that being said, let's jump into what we're doing today, and that is another creepypasta for you. If the No Sleep Reddit form goes bump or not tonight, let's dive into this freaking story that we got lined up for you. And it is titled, I Can't See Anything in My Basement, by Reddit user, Don't Ask That Question.
Maybe he should open his eyes.
Before anyone says, turn on a light, I tried and it's still dark. Don't worry. We get it. You're funny. If it makes you feel better, I can goof off with you like a middle-aged dad, laugh over some half-baked joke, and slap you on the back affectionately over a beard before telling you another one. Okay, I get it. That was a bit harsh, but that basement is dark. So, to preface, I inherited this house from my grandma, who is no longer confined to the dregs of a physical body. It's an older suburban home. There's nothing unusual with it at all, except for the fact it's clearly dated and in need of a few loving renovations at least. Nothing unusual I can recall that's happened recently. So basically, this all started when I was cleaning out all of her stuff to sort through. Things to keep, sell, and throw away. And I got the impression to check the basement to see if she still kept those family albums I knew she had down there. I recall she had a bunch of photos from her childhood as well as my grandfather's, and then pictures of our family growing through the decades, even some of me. I have a large family. She had 11 kids, including my father, and it'd be nice to sort through them, make copies, and send them off to their respective members. Might as well, since I'm going through everything else. Because I moved in recently, I hadn't had much time to check out or spread a lot of thought through the basement. It was in a weird spot. You could only get through the basement via the shed in the back. But never thought much of that arrangement because, hey, this is an old home. Who knows how they used to make them? It was last Saturday when I went down there. When I went into the shed, I discovered the shed lights themselves work just fine. Everything in there is just, I remember it, dusty and cluttered. The way all grandpas seemed to like it. At the time, I knew it'd been years, but I assumed the basement lights would also probably maybe work as well, but I grabbed a flashlight from the house just in case. Who knows, man? This house is old. I moved some stuff aside to get to the basement door, coughing a bit, as dust floated away from the boxes. I rearranged. I got to the door, although it opened with some resistance. The hinges seemed to have a distaste for use. But I got it open, and after I gave it a good reckoning, the light from the shed filtered in through the doorway and the smell of age and dust brushing against my nose. I peered down the stairwell, giving a grip of what I had to work with at the time. The pitch black at the end of the stairwell looked menacing, but there was nothing unusual about how dark it was. I mean, who'd go down there? My grandma was past the age where she could attemptly manage it, and no one else had any need to be down there. But I'd realized to my own humor was that the basement entrance looked like something out of a kid's cartoon, where they make it look more menacing on purpose because that's reflective of the kid's imagination. I thought I was imagining it that way too at first, because even though I'm a bit older now, I never lost that little bit of inner child. So I laughed at myself and turned that part of the wall where I knew a light switch was. I flicked it on, nothing happened. At this point, I thought my original suspicions were confirmed and that the light switch here wasn't working. I knew there was an alternative light switch down there, so I was placing my bets on it in hope that it would work. If not, that I'd have to use the flashlight to find my way. If only I had known back then that those attempts would be futile. Sighting at the thought of exhausted lights, I turned on my flashlight and pointed it down the stairs. That is when I had first noticed something unusual. So the sight was pretty gnarly in a sense that it was cool, but also uncanny at the same time. I will do my best to describe what I saw, but if I could, I'd teleport whoever is reading this to my house to see it themselves. It's pretty hard to believe, but trust. Basically, the shed lights and the flashlight shined up until the halfway point of the stairs, and I assume that's where the foundation of the shed met the ground. Past that point, it was like there was a cutoff. It would not shine past that point. No light escaped to the bottom of the stairs, and it was drenched in shadow. Puzzled, I stared at it for a few moments, moved my flashlights around the stairwell above the foundation line. You could see the beam from my flashlight below it. Yeah, nothing. My curiosity spiked at the same time as curious nature told me to beware, but I was compelled by the darkness's presence. I reasoned to at least try to turn the flashlight switch downstairs. I kept my flashlight on just in case I'd be able to see through the dark at some point. At the time, it was more like just in case I stopped imagining things. I took the first step down the rickety plywood steps and shortly, but not much. A few steps down and I was at the threshold already. Crossing that line through the darkness took about 2 seconds. And if I wanted to be dramatic, I'd say it felt like an eternity. If I wanted to be realistic, I'm going to describe it as a bit less than that. But still, too prolonged. Like my step was altered or something. I will note during this time is that my stomach started to hurt up as I crossed the foundation threshold. It normally cramps up for no particular reason at all, but I feel obligated to make note of it now. I made my way down the threshold and the light of my flashlight was soon rendered completely obsolete. Darkness enveloped me as I'd made my way down, and at this point I was clinging to the railing because I couldn't see a thing. It wasn't a mist that blinded my vision or anything like that. It was the absence of light. The darkness, pure weightless. I don't know if I was trying these few threads of reality I had to work with because, hey, this is how light works. Like, it just cuts off like that at the ceiling of your basement. But truly, some part of me scrapped for the notion that if I turn on the bottom light, all would be fine. So I continued. This darkness was a void, but I kept taking step after step, holding onto the flashlight and the railing as I walked down below. I contemplated if something was wrong with me or a few seconds because I'd gone into this basement years ago, and it was fine. Nothing out of the ordinary at all with it. The lights were turned on just fine and everything. I remember being with my grandma looking for some antiques she needed to find. Everything down here was lovely packaged with care, and she had handled each little trinket and book and photo album with grace. Came to the point where the steps ended. I knew what this part should look like, even knew the number of steps that led down into the basement that were 13. I felt the switch between the plywood and the pavement, although I saw nothing. I then felt the urge to wave my hand in front of my face just to see if my eyes would adjust and if I would catch it. I let go of the railing and waved my hand right in front of my face, about 3 inches from my nose, so there would be no doubt if I saw it or not. But it was as if nothing happened. I saw nothing. I couldn't say I felt threatened by my lack of sight, but my stomach lurched involuntarily. Everything about being down here felt unnatural in the darkness. I will tell you that much. It didn't feel like a basement. I fantasized about going down there as a kid, hoping that I'd be able to snoop around and find some hidden treasures. It felt like an unknown terrain. I turned to my left to find the light switch that I knew was placed on the wall. My hand felt rough, hewn stone wall, and I palmed for the light switch for a good minute and a half before I realized that it wasn't in the location I remembered it to be. All right, fine, maybe it's a bit further down. I followed the wall down a few paces, traced along the wall all the way down the base of the wall to no light switch. It had to be there, though I remember flickering it on and off for fun once. The more time I spent trying to find the damn light switch, the more I felt like I was going insane. I looked down my flashlight, obviously, but no light emanating from it at all, still. I pointed it close towards the wall. Normally, even the soft glow of a flashlight would illuminate the space around it. But here, there was nothing. I grew a little frustrated at the fact. More than anything around this time, I got another stomach cramp. When I finally decided I wouldn't find the light switch, I made the resolve to head back upstairs and return with perhaps a more powerful flashlight or something. I sighed, turned around and headed towards the stairwell, except there was no stairwell. I turned around, it seemed that everything behind me was also enveloped in the darkness. I was a little startled, to say the least, but swallowed evenly and placed my left hand against the wall, tracing it as I walked to where I remember the staircase being. I chalked it up to the possibility that perhaps the light bulb in the shed had also gone out. Walking towards the stairs felt slower than my usual pace, like something was slowing me down. It's kind of like when the wind works against you while biking, but a little less in a physical sense. I felt like I had aged at least a year or two when I felt my shin hit the solid steps. I didn't anticipate the stairs coming and swung my leg too hard forward. I yelped a little bit, but the sound never reached my ears. But I know I yelped, or at least made some kind of sound. Maybe I just didn't hear myself. I said my name into the air. Nothing. It was then it dawned to me. Nothing I did down here ever made any noise. The silence now felt all too loud, tracing it as I walked to where I remember the staircase being. I chalked it up to the possibility that perhaps the light bulb in the shed had also gone out. Walking towards the stairs felt slower than my usual pace, like something was slowing me down. It's kind of like when the wind works against you while biking, but a little less in a physical sense. I felt like I had aged at least a year or two when I felt my shin hit the solid steps. I didn't anticipate the stairs coming and swung my leg too hard forward. I yelped a little bit, but the sound never reached my ears. But I know I yelped, or at least made some kind of sound. Maybe I just didn't hear myself. I said my name into the air. Nothing. It was then it dawned to me. Nothing I did down here ever made any noise. The silence now felt all too loud. There wasn't anything at all. in seconds the temperature drops. Maybe that was my imagination. Heck, even everything that had happened in the past 5 minutes was my imagination. I don't know, and I don't really care. And it felt real to me. I felt another stomach ache embrace my gut as I climbed the first step. But then I had to stop. In the distance behind me, I heard my voice yelping back at me. I stopped dead in my tracks. It was the sound I'd made when I'd hit my foot against that steep first step. I swallowed, wondering how much I was going to let the exercise of it all in my head stretch, only to hear the sound of my own voice again. About 30 seconds later, my name echoed along the walls to reach me. The stomach ache I had intensified, and as I took another step, Reese. It was so blatant, like a blot of ink on a page that was right there. For no discernible reason other than the fact it existed. The way the word was said. Good. It was the tone and cadence of my voice within the ultimate identifier that was my name. In that moment, being in the basement felt akin to creeping careness of someone's gaze of held upon you. I gripped my flashlight tighter, pressed my palm flat against the stone wall, and lumbered up the stairwell as quickly as I could, ignoring the fact that I would probably be all bruised up tomorrow. I'm going to my parents' place later tonight for dinner. I'm hoping to pick up a more heavy-duty flashlight whilst I'm there. I text my girlfriend about it, and she seems skeptical, but she's willing to believe me. Whereas my parents don't, I'm hoping to go down there again with them on Thursday. Normally, I would exaggerate a lot of things for the sake of it, but this time I'm generally not. Anyone has experienced something similar, please let me know. If there's anything I can do to either absolve this issue, I've considered calling up my pastor to pray over the place. LOL.
This is like a legitimate like submission. Like this is like this isn't like a made up story.
That's what I was kind of thinking as I was reading.
It's not.
I think someone experienced this.
Yeah, dude, that's the vibe I get too. Like, it reads more like somebody is like literally recounting something that exactly happened to them, more than they are telling a story.
Which we have talked about before, mm-hmm. that some of these submissions are real.
Yeah, and like this is like, and Reddit is also a great place for people like peer to peer. So like, if I were to go on there and say, "Hey, what's the best camera to buy for paranormal hunting?" People are going to be able to upvote, but they're going to be able to comment. This also is like, at the end of it, it's literally asking for advice. Like this seems more than just a story to me, where it's like, I legitimately have this, and like that feeling of like the absence of light and like the darkness, we've experienced that.
We have.
Like me and you literally have experienced that. That's the wild part.
The darker than dark.
Yeah, other experienced paranormal investigators have the same feelings too. Is like when you walk into a certain place and then you go, "Oh, I'm going to just like take it all in for a second." And then you look into a doorway and it's just that extra shade of dark. Even though every other part of the rooms that you have been in are in are the same like ambient light. It's a little weird. And then it does, like how he explained it too, how it like eats the light too when you shine shit in there. Yeah, I've experienced the same type of feeling.
I gotta say, I've experienced things that are kind of similar to that. Like,
mm-hmm.
you see a spot and you're like, man, that looks way darker than any like darkness I've seen before.
Yeah. Well, and then the mimicking of his own voice too. Like, we've also experienced that. Like, granted, it's not like to the extent that they just had it, like where it was them like legitimately having their voice yelled back at them. But like me and you on the spirit box, like most notably, have literally heard our voices said back to us and our names multiple times. It's just it's odd.
I don't even know how many times there's been an investigation. I'm like, dude, that kind of sounded like you, or like that kind of sounded.
I always brush it off, dude. I'm just like, nah, like it's just coincidence, happenstance. But like, yeah, the more it happens, I think the more I'm like, oh, dude, like there's something to this.
What do we give the verdict on this on the scale of one to bump?
Ooh, that's a good one. I think it does bump, but it's a very close to not bumping, only because like it doesn't have the it factor, but it also is very relatable. That's why I think it does bump, because it gives me the creep with the like the realness factor to it.
Yeah, I'll give it 6.5.
I was gonna say 5.3. And like we said, anything over 5 bumps. So it's like, hey?
It has enough, but I need a part 2. That's
yeah. I want to follow up. Like, I want to hear, like, did this happen anymore? Did there anything else happen?
Has this kind of story like they could have taken it further?
Yeah,
they should have taken it further. It's a good story, but it's missing the meat and potatoes. You got
if this is made up. If it's not, hey. Like, I really hope that you don't experience that anymore.
Because right, the story's, if it's not made up, then the story's still continuing. Mm-hmm. Even if it is made up, it still can continue. But
then you just live with it and you're just like, I'm scared of it now because I manifested this.
It's really interesting. It is.
It's intriguing as fuck. You're right. Like, it's super interesting. Like, there's something to these ones where we find these little, like, I would almost call them gems hidden in the rough, because it's like that. I know we keep saying this, but like I really do think this is like a firsthand account of a like legitimate thing, instead of it being like I saw a demigod walking among us and then a giant three-headed sloth monster ate all of my children.
Think about it though. Like, what if like we've kind of experienced something similar, not as extreme for sure, right. But like. I think of like the old Lincoln County Jail, like when we walked inside and it just seemed darker in that particular cell for whatever reason.
Particularly darker. I think we even said it right then and there.
Yeah, it was more of a perception type thing than it was like seeing it like happen where you're shining a flashlight into
it
working. Mm-hmm. Like totally different, but perspective wise it was similar. And then how it like appeared in your dream and everything. But like what if it is some type of like paranormal phenomenon that people are experiencing, like this like black veil that just appears?
Yeah. But
if you don't, who's gonna believe you with a story like that, right? Like,
right? Yeah. It's kind of a like a, huh? You're one of those people.
Right. It seems like that's just impossible. Like
to me, it does.
Always win, right? Like. Nothing can really stop light except something solid.
Vanta so. Black is the only absence of light that I know of.
But like if it was some type of crazy portal that opened in a shed?
Yeah. I mean, that would also explain it very well.
You know, like...
Yeah, well, and like, we don't know how this spiritual energy, how it manifests or how it works. So like, there could be different forms of it manifesting. So, like, maybe this, like, black, ominous, like, this fog almost that, like, just, like, hazes over a room is, like, the energy of that room is, like, residing there still. And it's, you just so happen to walk into it when the veil is lifted enough to where you just see that energy. You know?
Interesting, like, in the return to the shed, like, is it still there or is it gone?
That too, yeah. It's like,
is it every time you go in the shed or is it just like every once in a while? Because then if it's every once in a while, like the portal thing makes sense because it'll probably fluctuate.
Yeah, like we're linking these things.
We can't deal with this, but I feel like you got to because it's a crazy story.
Yeah. Like I'm on board with it. I definitely think we've definitely had enough encounters with that same thing where I'd say like, yeah, I'd believe this. I definitely would put some eggs in their basket for sure.
But we're going to wrap it up. It's going to be kind of a shorter episode. Like when we do these, they're going to be a little bit shorter usually.
These are throwbacks to the oldies, baby. Like you get a little bit of goodness. You're going to get some live streams on Wednesdays. We're going to get some investigation videos. Like we are jack of all trades.
Yeah. We're trying to do, you know, more of the old stuff that made us who we are and continue with the new stuff. So,
yeah. If you want something in particular too.
Yeah. Comment down below what you would like to see us cover next.
Engagement.
Engagement.
We need it to help you.
Subscribe, hit the bell, come onto the channel every single Wednesday. We have a new guest lined up every single week. And with that being said,
go hit them polls too. Don't forget, you got to go hit them polls for them Bumpy Awards fans.
Yes, on top of the Bumpy Awards on our Instagram, they'll be in the reels. If they're gone, it's probably because the polls are over. So, but there will be polls there. You can enter to win one. Didn't forget about you, Night Crew. So make sure you go find that post and comment Bumpies underneath in the comment section. It's the only way to enter. And then you could be a Bumpy winner as well. See that Bumpy sitting right there? It's right next to Trev. It literally looks like it's sitting on his shoulder.
Right here, I'm touching his head. That is incredible that I just nailed that so perfectly. I didn't even look back.
And with that being said, folks, remember to keep your eyes open for the ghosts.
Love you guys. Night Crew rocks. Everybody, comment down below what your next topic want is. It will help us incredibly. That's it, boys and girls. We love you. Good night.
Peace.